Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Let's break out the panic button because some of the NBA's best teams have major question marks. Will the Lakers' Anthony Davis have to sit an extended period because of a persistent injury? Brooklyn's Kevin Durant returns, but he's injured, and the Nets have some last year Clipper vibes going on. And in the wide open East, the Celtics are just average. Let's break it down for you. I'm Taz Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, February 15th. The Lakers' seven-game win streak was finally snapped, but what is really noteworthy is that Anthony Davis left the game with Achilles tendinosis. He's going to undergo an MRI on Monday, but his lower right leg has been bothering him for weeks. He sat out a couple games, but returned versus Memphis on Friday and looked great. A 35-point monstrous performance, but he revealed that the injury got sore late in the game and then implied, hey, this is just the way it's going to be. But after he bumped legs with Nikola Jokic, it was too much to handle, so he left in the second quarter of that game on Sunday. So my question, is it time to rest Anthony Davis? Now, I grew up with some Greeks. None were named Achilles tendinosis, but it sure looks that way. I doubt it's going to get better by playing. A player can't have in the back of his mind that his injury is just going to bother him late in games, especially going into the postseason. So I imagine AD rest, but that puts an even bigger burden on 36-year-old LeBron, who hasn't missed a game this season. And LeBron has to sit at some point. Short offseason, and most NBA players, especially stars, are managing their bodies and sitting. I get it. It helps his MVP chances if he plays every single game. But the freshness for the playoffs in May matters even more for LeBron James. That one seed in the West looks like it's up for grabs, whether it's the LAs or the Utah, who have been playing out of their heads. Utah has won 18 of 19. The Clippers have injury problems of their own. Paul George has missed five games with a foot, toe, bone edema, swelling thing happening. Then Kawhi sat versus the Cavs too on Sunday. But the Clippers still had enough to get a win. The Cavs have lost seven straight and have plummeted down the standings. Let's jump to the East for a sec. The Boston Celtics, they lost to the Eastern Conference's two worst teams this past weekend, the Pistons and the Wizards. They had 30 assists versus the Raptors on Thursday, moving that thing, and then 29 combined over the next two games on the weekend. So when Jaylen Brown was asked about the lack of ball movement, this is how long he took to answer the question. Don't worry, your podcast isn't broken. This is how long he took. No comment. I think a huge issue for the Boston Celtics is that Marcus Smart isn't playing. He is their lifeblood. He makes them go when the ball isn't moving, when their three stars are trying to get their own shot. Marcus Smart will undoubtedly move that thing. And 13-13 isn't that far back in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, they're 500, but this is a wild year in the East. There's so much parity that they can return, get healthy, and jump up in the Eastern Conference standings. But the worrisome parts, this team is known to go a little bit ISO heavy. Their offense is just friggin' average this season. And an even bigger worry for our Brad Stevens team, they have dropped out of the top 10 defensively this season. They need to get back healthy pronto. Hopefully Marcus Smart can return soon. Speaking of getting their heartbeat back, the Brooklyn Nets got Kevin Durant back. Now, Kevin Durant, their best player, for sure, but I also think he's their vocal leader on the court. He has matured since he played with the Golden State Warriors, and he's really their best defender, which is a little bit bonkers. So on Saturday, when he returned to Golden State for the first time, it was a nice moment, and he destroyed the Golden State Warriors. Although he didn't have a great shooting night, there was no chance for the Warriors to beat the Nets in this game. It was a 17-point win, but the margin was even bigger than that. However, Kevin Durant hurt his hamstring in this game, and he will miss at least the next two games. To me, this situation has some serious similarities to the Clippers season that fell apart last year. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard went into the bubble having played only 32 games together. And even if everything goes perfectly health-wise for the rest of the season for the Brooklyn Nets, their big three of Kyrie, James Harden, and Kevin Durant will have only played fewer than 50 games together. They've played 7 games together to this point, well, 6.5 really. And they are so good, I think they should still be the favorites in the Eastern Conference, because Philly has questions, obviously Boston has questions, the Bucks have questions. But you need to play together to win in the NBA. It's as simple as that. And although Kyrie Irving told James Harden this week that he's the point guard, and there is a little bit more role definition, that's fantastic news, they got to play together. Just this season with the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving missed a couple weeks because of personal issues. James Harden wasn't in shape when he was traded mid-season from the Houston Rockets, so Steve Nash said he couldn't practice that hard. Kevin Durant has missed many games because of health and safety protocols, and now he's actually injured. It's got a lot of similarities to the Los Angeles Clippers of last season for me when the Clippers flamed out in the playoffs. I'm still taking the Nets as the favorite in the Eastern Conference. That's how good they are. But the more they don't play with each other, the more I have my doubts, obviously. Speaking of point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, Kyrie and James Harden figuring that out with the Brooklyn Nets, well, Luka Doncic plays all of those positions for the Dallas Mavericks, and he was godlike over the weekend. 46 points on Friday, and then 44 points on Sunday versus the Blazers, although he missed the most important shot. Time ticking down. 5 seconds on the clock. He is wide open for a three. Needs it to tie this game and to send it to overtime. And it rattled in and out. I think he was too open on the play. Yeah, it gets into your head a little bit. Maybe I'm getting into my own head trying to overanalyze it. He just missed the shot. 46, 44, 90 points, both on national TV. A good weekend if you didn't have League Pass, but you're able to catch the nationally televised games, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ESPN, ABC, ESPN, all great games. Let's bounce around the league a little bit here, because all this LaMelo Ball talk has overshadowed any other rookie in the league. And Anthony Edwards, the number one pick with Minnesota, has been playing well since he became a starter 10 games ago. You'd think he's a bust with the lack of coverage that he's getting, but he played decently throughout this stretch. And versus the Raptors on Sunday, he showed a lot of strong moves to the hole, going hard to the bucket. You want to see that from a wing like Anthony Edwards. Although the Raptors were allowing a lot of those drives to the bucket, they just look flat going back home after a 6-game road trip. That's the old adage in the NBA. First game home after a long trip, you just don't have your legs. And is it exacerbated with a team like the Toronto Raptors that don't have a permanent home? They're playing in Tampa every single game this season as their home court. I don't know. Who knows? We're all experimenting here. Mason Plumlee had his first career triple-double. The Pistons are an entertaining bad team. Yeah, Skeet said it on the show a few weeks ago. Can't agree more. They are a fun 8-19 team, although the Pelicans didn't show up defensively in this one. Kind of like the Raptors against the Wolves. Speaking of bad teams, the OKC Thunder are the only actively tanking team in the league. That's fair to say. And they sit at 11-15 after beating the Milwaukee Bucks. There are far worse teams than the OKC Thunder, and that's how good a program they have in Oklahoma. I just wanted to say program. Flashbacks of the Bucks looking like that playoff team that couldn't execute down the stretch in this one versus OKC. Some nasty flashbacks if you're a Bucks fan. Sacramento, Memphis. The Kings have hit a rough patch. We've been fawning over them, but they've lost three in a row. They were stopped by the 76ers last week. Understandable. The Sixers are a good team. Then De'Aaron Fox sat with an injury. Teammates couldn't pick it up versus the Magic. Okay. And then Fox's return, they got blitzed by the Grizzlies on Sunday. A little disappointing. And Jonas Valanciunas and the Grizz, they weren't taking any funny business. Like when Chimezie Metu sat on Valanciunas' shoulder after a dunk, it was a quick ride on the Lithuanian lift as Metu was hurtled to the floor. People jumped in, but cooler heads prevailed. Thanks for listening to me today. I'll be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode on Monday. We'll be going through the winners and losers of the weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.